Tishlochu, you have to send out the Zohar, the Tzomei, or in a cave of the Tzomei, you have to send out from the base of Migdash. So we dash in the Ramach of Shad Rabbis, Zohar Vadai, Nikaib of Adois. There's only an Isser if you're a Zvadai Zohar or a Vadai Nikaib, for sure. But let Tumtum Yadrugnis. A Tumtum Yadrugnis, even though they're Tzomei, they have no Chir to go out of the base of Migdash. So that's Shad Rav, that there's no Isser B.S. Migdash on a Tumtum Yadrugnis. At least for sure they're not Chayav Korban. So more said, now let me bring you proof. Let me define it. It says, Tumtum Yadrugnis, these people that are suffering by the Zohar Nikaib, Lubin Oy Odom, if they saw white or they saw red, blood or this derom, is then chayovim, they're not chayv, they're going to Abias Migdash. And we are talking Malay Mesachuma. Since they only saw one, so it's a stuffic whether they're tummy or not, so therefore, even if they touch Truma, you don't burn that Truma, it's only a stuffic whether it's tummy or not. What's going to be if he sees both? Ro Lubin Vyodim, he sees both white and red, so both Zera and Dam. So Hu Kach at the same time. So Hu Monashraf, now this androgynous is Tomei. Whether he's a Zohar, whether he's Nikaev, he saw both there and down. So it says clearly, Ein Chayav Malbiyas Migdash. If he goes into the base of Migdash, he's not Chayav the Korban for that. If he goes in B'shoigig. Avol Sarf Malayas a Truma. But if he touches Truma, it's Vadei Tomei, and you have to burn the Truma. My time, what's the reason? So Hu is a riot to Rav. Lav, isn't it? Mishum Shem, the Tosik says, Mi Zohar V'yad Nikaev V'tishlochu. That from the base of Mikdash you have to send out the Zohar and the Keva. So we dash in Zohar Vadai, the Keva Vadois. Only a Vadai Zohar Vadai and the Keva. The Loy Tumtum the Adrugnis. Not a Tumtum, not an Adrugnis. Then we don't have to send out. Omar Ulu says, Loy, could be no proof to Rav from over here from this Braisa. I'll tell you maybe from this Braisa is like this. Homani Reb Lez, maybe this goes according to Reb Lez Shita. It's not learned like this. Reb Yeliezer, Reb Lez says, Hasheretz. So we dash like this, Vinela Mimenu. This is talking about if you're Tomei and then you go into the base of Migdash. Vishayge. And you come out, you find, you remember that you're Tomei, you have to bring a Korban. So Vinela Mimenu. So Reb Lezer dashins, Al Helem Sheretz Uchayiv. Yoni Chayiv, if you forgot that you were Tomei, you went to the base of Migdash. But Vienu Chayiv Al Helem Migdash. Let's say the person knew that he was Tomei. Just he goes into the house and he thinks it's his own house, or he thinks it's a shul. And it ends up, he went to the base of Migdash. So we hold Yechayiv HaKorban, it's also called Helem. Reb Lez holds no. Yoni Chayiv, if you forgot that you were Tomei, but you knew it was a base of Migdash. But if you know you're Tomei and you forget it's a base of Migdash, you're part of the Korban. We have Yekiva, and Yekiva says, the Chur is similar, that Vinela Mimenu, we darshan Vu Tomei, he forgot that he was Tomei. So he also darshan Zale Helem Tumu Hu Chayiv, he's only Chayiv if he forgot that he was Tomei and he went to the base of Migdash. But Vienna Chayiv al Helem Migdash, if the Pshat is that he knows that he's Tomei, he just forgot that this is the base of Migdash, he thought it's Tomei Shul, and he went in, and later he realized it, he's not Chayiv HaKorban. So the question is, I mean, we asked the question over there, that my deny it, look, they're both saying the same thing, Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva. They both hold that you only Chayiv this Korban for B.S. Migdash, if you're going to the base of Migdash, when you're Tomei, if in the case where you were Tomei, and you forgot about it, you went to the base of Migdash. But in the case that you remember the whole time that you tell me, just you forget, it's a base of Migdash, you're part of. So my benayu. But it's like this, V'yomachiski is like this. V'yomachiski, I'll tell you that, Sheretz unevela ika benayu. And the machlokes is in the Bekiva and Reb Lezer about a Sheretz and a nevela. It's like this. Like, do you have to know exactly because of what you become Tomei? The Reb Lezer, son of Lezer holds that he says, for the Pasuk HaSheretz v'nelam, so Reb Lezer holds, Sova binon adiyodo isheret itzma ibinavel itzma. That Yoni Chayiv, at the beginning, first you knew clearly from what you became Tomei, whether you touched the Sheretz or whether you touched the Nevela. You first knew that you were Vadei Tomei from what? And then you forgot about it, went to the base of Migdash, and then later you remember, that's when you Chayiv a Korban. But let's say at the beginning, even though you knew you were Tomei, but you're not sure from what, you'd be part of the Korban. For Reb Akiva, Sova, nor Reb Akiva holds, Loi binan. You don't have to know from what you became Tomei. According to Reb Akiva, it doesn't say the word Hasheretz. According to Reb Akiva, it's just Vinelem. As long as you knew you were Tomei, and then you forgot, you went to the base of Mikdash, you're Chayiv HaKorban. So it's like this. Lav Omer Reb Lezer, doesn't Reb Lezer say, Hosam, that binan diyodu, you have to first know, you have to first know how you became Tomei, whether you touched the Sheretz or whether you touched the Nevela. And then you forget about it, go to the base of Mikdash, you're Chayiv. Satayahokinam, he had the same thing by Tumtum, and in Jerubim is also the same thing. That even though this person saw both Dam and Zera, so for sure he's Tamei, but he doesn't know what made him Tamei. He doesn't know whether he has din of a Zohar and the Zera made him Tamei, or he has din of an Isha that the Dam made him Tamei. Therefore, according to Rabbi Lezi Ruf, you'd be Potter from B.S. Middush, because being a Diyada, you have to know, Ibelu benit mait, you have a din of a Zohar, that's the white Zera that made you Tamei, or Ibiyoidimitman, was it the Dam, the red Dam that made you Tamei. So you have to know this. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lezi, you'll be, if a Tumtas goes into the base of Middush, even though he's Tamei, he'll be Potter for the carbon. Abul Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Yom that he knows no, Mishum Tumma Mechayiv, as long as you know for sure you were Tamei, and then you go into the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv HaKorbin, for Ochinam here also, Mishum Tumma Mechayiv, it could be according to Rabbi Kiva, and if not, your Tumtum, not Drugnis, would be Chayiv for Tumma's Beis HaMikdash, because the Maisa, they know that they were Tamei first. They don't know for what reason, but for sure they're Tamei, and then they forget about it, and go to the Beis HaMikdash, they'll be Chayiv HaKorbin. So the kids, it's not a proof to Rav the Vedash of the Pasuk Zohar Yad Nekeva, but it could be this bride that goes according to Rav Leza. It's good, we didn't bring a proof to Rav, but that's what Rav holds. The Rav holds in this Pasuk of Zohar Nekeva Tishlechu means it has to be a Vadai Zohar or a Vadai Nekeva. That's what Rav Dashin. The Pasuk says, Mizohar Yad Nekeva. So I'm going to ask the question. The Rav, according to Rav, Maishna Bias Midish, to like Siv Mizohar Yad Nekeva Tishlechu, Maishna by Bias Midish. Deloy, that you say what? That a Tumtum Drugnus is Potter. Why? Because the Sivis says in the Pasuk, Mizoch of Yadikeva Tishnachu. So you dash and round the Pasuk means to say, you have to have a Zoch of Vadimikeva Vadois. And therefore, Veloy Tumtum Drugnus. If he's talking about Tumtum Drugnus, you hold you not Chayiv. Yoch, you saw the Gemara says, Trumanami Lotisar. If you saw according to you, Rav, when this Tumtum Drugnus, there's a Drugnus. When he saw even both, the Dam and the Zera, he should not be Vada Tami for Truma either. He should not burn the Truma. The same because the Pasuk says, V'hazav ezoivoi, la'zochor l'nekeva. So even by Zav also to become Tami, it says clearly, la'zochor l'nekeva. So why don't you dash in there also, Zochor Vada Nekeva Vadois. When do you become Tami? Only if you're Vada Zochor Vada Nekeva. And make the same Joshua, V'leir Tumta V'adrugnis, not if you're Tumta V'adrugnis. Even Mishum Tumi should not have Tumra on them altogether. Not even for Truma either. And you, Rav, agree that he's Vade Tumi. If he touches Truma, you burn the Truma. So Mura says, no, there the Jerushim of Azav, 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 and Kedor, it's not extra. Hahu, that Jerushim, he built a leader like this. Umi Boyle, like the Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomer, Rabbi Yitzchak, La Azav, the Pasuk says, La Rabbi says, Amitzero, Le Meyanoisov, that the Mitzero, the man has tumas, his mayonis, like his spit that comes out from him is also tummy. His meraglaim is tummy from him, not only his body, but even his mayonis, the well that comes out from him, that's also tummy. Rashi says, shu l'rabbis mitzora, shu mukash l'zav, that a mitzora has the same look like a zav. L'yech m'raynois avava tumma, l'tami yodam v'kelem k'zav, l'chsiv v'ki yorek hazav. Says by Zav if he spits his tummy, so that's the Chiddush here, but so also if he spits, he spits his tummy. That's what the Joshua teaches us. Lazoch is the rabbi that's a mitzvah lemonaisov. On the Kevo, the rabbi that's a mitzvah lemonaisov. She's a mitzvah, the same thing, that she has tumor, that what comes out of her body is also an avatom, and her spit also doesn't look like an avatom. That's what the Pasuk is meant for. For Yazav, the Zav, the Zoch on the Kevo. But it's not extra teachers, you have to be a Vadi Zoch or a Vadi Kevo. So Mara says, if so, Hainami Miboyle, even by our Pasuk also, by Tishlochu, we also need it for something else then. Whereas the question here also, we need it then, Hainami Miboyle, look at Rabbi, Hainami Miboyle, the Nishi Yeshlai Tara B'Mikvah. It's only something that has a Tara B'Mikvah you can put into the Mikvah. You come Torah if it was Tamei. Prat Lekli Cheres. But not a Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli that comes Tomei, it has no Tar B'Mikvah. Did Rabbi Yasi, these are the words of Rabbi Yasi. And Rashi says, Prat the Kli Cheres Tomei, Shein Torin Shiluach Min Azora. If the Kli Cheres becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe what that says by the Mikdash, Tishlochu, maybe comes from a Mayit, not a Kli Cheres. It's more so like this. And it says like Zohar Nekeva means only something like a Zohar Nekeva that has a Tara B'Mikvah. They become Tum, they go to the Mikvah. But lafuka kli chervet, it becomes tome, it has no tara b'mikvah. So that's what the pasuk is teaching us. By tishlochu by the Beis Hamikdash, and not tibur mayit or tumtum radregnis. Samara says, and came so nichtum tur in came nichtum rachmon adam. Just should have said adam tishlochu. From an adam I know only something like an adam that has a tara b'mikvah and not a kli chervet. Why do they have to say Zohar in the cave before? Tichtei, the Moor says, no, Tichtei, maybe you tell me, E kos rechmo Odom, if the poster would have just wrote the word Odom, have I mean, I would have thought to say, Klimatchis loy, then maybe not even a Klimatchis. Maybe only an Odom that's told me in the base of Midas, we have to send them out. So maybe an earth, a metal Kli. Even though when it comes to me, it has time to make from, maybe there's no Chiyav to Shlochu. So the Moor says, or have a meaning of klimatchis loy. Tomorrow says no. Mikol tomei lenefesh nafke. It says the word mikol tomei. Mashma anything that's tomei in the base of midrash you have to send out. If so, zochu nekev lomeli. Why does it say the extra word zochu nekev before? Is looking around. The teacher's around said roshom that only yavada is zochu avada nekev as a mitzvah tishlochu to be sent out. But a tumtum rajrugnis they have no chiyuv to go out. For tomorrow so v'yema. Why don't they say kulu likravav udiyosa? The old drush is only for Rav, maybe. And not to teach us anything else. Not to teach us Kli Cheres then. So what's the name? Kena so nichtav zochru nekeva. My mi zochru. Yad nekeva. We just say, ad nekeva, ad kol dovish yesh totan mikvah. Clear both things then. That it has to be anything that has a terrible mikvah. La fuke Kli Cheres not. The Rehoche is so, ki itme bishar tumois le lishnachu. Is so maybe if you become it maybe once you say tumtum vandrugnis is mufki is not a vade zoch about the cave on, so it doesn't have to be sent out of the base of Migdash, so maybe even if it becomes coming from something else, let's say it touched the nace, let's say it touched the sheretz, maybe also doesn't have to go out. So I said no, on my quarter post it says me zochor, mean only it's only immediate, me tumma pereshes mina zochor, only tumma that comes out of his body after zochor, that is my mind from, but not from other tumas. Nothing was this true, but Galecha the Chsiv Mizrachu and the Kabel and Mutti Tuntu Vajudnis, who the Yosef Agabi Erchem, the Chsiv, Hazochor, the Torn, the Batani we learned, Hazochor le Tuntu Vajudnis, Yocholo Yiberchis, and they know Erchem and Ish, of Yibercha Isham, Tamloy Mahazochor Vim Nikeva, Zochor Vim Nikeva Vadoy, so Tuntu Vajudnis. So Dik is time with the cost of the Chsiv, Hazochor Vim Nikeva, Ho Mizrachu and the Kabel and Mamayit. But just from the word Zoch and the Kev, we're not a Mayat. It has to be an extra Pasuk. It says, HaZoch HaVim the Kev, from the word Vim. Without the word Vim, I would not know this. So it must be, you see, just from Zoch and the Kev, we don't make this Drosha. So more says true, Ha'um Yibon HaLechalik, Ben Erech Ish Ne'erech Isha. From that alone, all right, we'll stop here. We'll do this next Gemara again on the next tape.